Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Put those earbuds in, turn up the volume, because it's the time for another edition of Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers right now.
All right, let's go over what we got. Here's the headlines from the NFL and MLB.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers.
So, Double Take Sports Talk until
then. Your life is next. He does what's going on.
Shout out.
All right, we should try that again.
Dur, how you feeling?
Not too shabby. Not too shabby at all. How about yourself?
Not too shabby.
Yeah. We're back on it again.
Back at it again.
Riding right along through this.
Yep, so, right through it.
So, yeah. Yep, we're going to, of course, do the stat breakdown. Coach Rams and Bucks and Falcons. And we're going to have the headlines. And we're going to start right now with Dur with the headlines. What you got?
All right. So we're going to start with the beloved NFL. Let's see what's on tap here. Tampa Bay Buccaneers tight end Rob Gronkowski clears the air on his film watching habits. I have no idea what they are. I mean, probably just simply.
I know.
What's that?
He is, he don't watch film. He just runs through guys.
Oh, I did hear about that. Yeah. Okay. Yes. I got you. So. Yeah. Also, Buccaneers side, Antonio Brown tests positive for COVID-19. That comes from sources. The Minnesota Vikings says it's time to get some wins, and we'll play Dalvin Cook despite his ankle sprain. Chicago Bears rookie quarterback Justin Fields set for his first start. Andy Dalton is not expected to play. And along with Justin Fields, he is going to be starting as well for the Chicago Bears. Tua is not going to play as well. He is ruled out. Have little impacts on the lines. And Pittsburgh's quarterback Ben Roethlisberger said he'll do everything he can to play versus Cincinnati. And one last thing before we head on to the breakdown. Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes says that there's more to the incident that is shown in video of brother pouring water on fans. Now, what that mean? No idea. But
oh wow,
that's so far part of the latest. So, what you got?
All right. So break it down. The first, I'm going to do the Falcons and the Buccaneers. And the problem that I'm having in this game, and going back to our prediction show for week 3. This was one of our disagreement games between me and Dur that Bucks and the Rams. Dur picked the Bucks to win, and I picked the Rams to win. Now, not saying that the Buccaneers are going to win this game, but I picked the Rams specifically because of the fact that when the Rams' defense gets greedy, they get greedy. I believe, truly, other than the NFC South, outside looking in, the Rams is the only team that can actually put pressure on Tom Brady.
What about Kansas City?
Huh?
What about Kansas City?
Yeah, on the AFC side, yeah, but I'm talking about in the NFC. Outside looking at the NFC South, but in the NFC, the Rams, I truly believe they can actually, is the only team that can actually put pressure on Tom Brady. Now, if you look at the AFC side, you got Kansas City, you got Baltimore, and you have, there was one more team I had in mind, Pittsburgh, if TJ Watt is healthy, that could put pressure on Tom Brady. But the Rams have the ability to put Tom Brady in perspective to say, hey, we got to run the ball. We have got to put the trust in Leonard Fournette. Got to do that. Because the Rams, not the Rams, the Falcons are not running the football. Precisely to say, they're running the football well, but they're not running it as efficient because they're pass heavy because of Tom Brady. Now, even though that the Buccaneers did kind of blow away the Falcons 48-25, I give credit to Atlanta's offense in that game because they actually put Tom Brady in that semi-pressure set. They put him there, but it wasn't 100% there. But the defense did pretty good despite giving up 48 points. Even though they gave up 48 points, you can't necessarily blame the defense because the offense has a lot to do with it because Matt Ryan threw two picks. Mm-hmm. So that was the big thing that I looked at when I seen this game. So besides Matt Ryan throwing two picks, Tom Brady didn't throw no picks. He threw five touchdowns. So that was a pretty big day. Now, I remember Rodney Harrison back a while ago exploited Tom Brady, which was the dumbest thing you could ever do in your life. And I don't understand why teams are not attacking this, that he pointed out the one strength that Tom Brady has is that he likes to pick apart defenses. I'm not understanding, and I hope the Rams do this, is why they do not bump and run coverage on the receivers. Mm-hmm. Rob Gronkowski, he don't have speed. He's too slow. So slow him down at the line. Slow him down. He may be bigger, but slow him down at the line. Why are they not bumping running the coverage for the receivers, for the tight ends? I don't understand that. Well, I would never understand that.
I have an idea of why. Speed. Route buddy. When you have receivers, especially in this day and age, that are so fast, if you have a cornerback that is lined up, ready to bump and run, that has to give the cornerbacks time to not only distract them, but get themselves prepared for speed as well. And if they're doing just a simple slant route, they're crushed. They are just creamed up the middle. They're creamed. And I think that's part of the problem of why most of them don't do bump and run coverage. Now, I will say that if they cover the football field well, especially up the middle, they can have a good chance of destroying Tom Brady.
Yeah. Yeah. And I agree to that. But I also have another problem with that. Even though that they could get creamed right there at the line if they're doing a simple slant route, the Rams has a phenomenal defensive set. Starting with Aaron Donald, by far the biggest, the strongest that would ever get to a quarterback. Mm-hmm. And it starts with him. Mm-hmm. If you can bump and run, Aaron Donald could get pressure on Tom Brady. Or he could play cat and mouse.
Well,
he could play cat and mouse for that to make it happen. And I think that is by far, it's what they say. It's easy for me to say.
So here's one other thing I could say. I think the other thing, because bump and run might be, you know, it's a good idea. It's definitely a good idea, and I think they should go for it. However, what I think should happen is they just need to continue to put pressure on Tom Brady because he's not good under pressure.
Yeah.
He's not.
And Tom Brady picked the Falcons cover two defense apart.
I would too, all day long. I would kill a cover two defense all day long. Now, don't talk to me about cover three. Don't talk to me about cover four. And don't talk to me about cover six. I cannot pick on defense apart. But give me cover two and man coverage on cover two. Cover two, I'll pick that apart all day long. But I cannot pick apart those other defenses. So I know he could pick those apart. Any quarterback that is accurate on their medium and deep passes can pick apart those cover two defenses all day long.
Yeah.
Oh, and cover one. Cover one, too.
Yeah. That's the easiest because sometimes they like to blitz.
I feel they with those. One of my favorite ones.
They just got the blitz. Oh, yeah.
Give it to me.
Just pick up the blitz and be done with it.
Give
me I like to blitz. Run those running back screens and be done with it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But see, you do those screens. I do I do routes, slants, the easiest ones you can get, especially the middle linebackers are blitzing. If they're blitzing, it's over.
It's over. That just exposes the whole middle of the field.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Matt Ryan was 35 for 46, 300 yards, two touchdowns, three picks. And Tom Brady was 24 for 36, 276, and five touchdowns. One of the other things that I think that the Falcons is going to also going to have to do in their next game is get Cordarrelle Patterson involved. He got involved more efficiently in the receiving game and in the rushing game and the special teams. And the Buccaneers did a good job of not kicking to him because he could be a threat, and he was a threat. Mm-hmm. That's why. What? I want to say maybe 14 of those points came from Cordarrelle Patterson. Or maybe seven of them. Maybe seven or 14, maybe even three. But that just depends.
You said Cordarrelle Patterson.
Cordarrelle Patterson, yeah. Yep. He had seven rushes for 11 yards and a touchdown. And he was targeted seven times with five receptions for 73 yards, but he didn't have anybody. He had a touchdown also. So two total touchdowns from him on that behalf. Yeah, two total touchdowns from him. He's got to get more involved too. So, yeah, I think on that behalf, that's for the Falcons' behalf since I was looking ahead for the Rams. But yeah, that's that breakdown for that one. Next, after a little bit more latest news, would be Colts and the Rams breakdown.
All right, so here we go. Continuation in the NFL. DeMarcus Ware, Robert Mathis is among the 10 first-year nominees for Pro Football Hall of Fame.
You want to add to that? I can add one more to that list.
Who?
Age of 89.
Oh, Steve Smith Sr.
Mm-hmm.
Miami Dolphins, like I said, Tua is ruled out versus the Las Vegas Raiders with a fractured ribs. Lamar Jackson, sore after cool touchdown flip and would do it again.
Wow. Look like he ain't never done it before if he's sore.
Uh-huh. That was probably his first time doing it.
Yeah.
Jacksonville Jaguars throwing shade at Atlanta Falcons on social media amid a matching of a 0-2 start.
Well, I would necessarily wouldn't talk because they lost 17 straight games.
I know.
So I think they need to kind of just focus on snapping that 17-game losing streak.
As we always say, you got your nerve.
You got your damn nerve.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's see. There was something else here. Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray accidentally channels inner Baby Yoda during this week two comeback win. I did watch that game. It was an amazing game.
That was a good guy.
That was amazing all around.
I didn't get to watch it.
Dalvin Cook was cooking them. You hear me? That boy was cooking them.
Dalvin Cook could
be real.
The one lonesome weapon.
Minnesota should be 1-1 and not 0-2. The Cardinals should not have won that game.
Dalvin Cook.
They were too hard to get in field goal range for him to miss that field goal.
Yeah. It's not surprising either.
I know. Superdome catches fire in New Orleans. One injured with minor burns. The Manning brothers Monday Night Football broadcast viewership jumped 138% from their debut.
Man, they loving them, man.
Yeah.
See what happens when you get that connection. Only if we had that. You hear me?
Yeah. See, there's a difference between us and them. They play football.
They play football.
To be honest, I think that's the only difference.
Yeah. They're not twins.
Right, that too, yeah. Brothers, but not twins. Denver Broncos linebacker Bradley Chubb set for ankle injury. Eyes return later this season. And I shared that part yesterday. Rob Riveria, co-founder of Black Hole Section of the Raiders fan, dies of COVID-19. Green Bay Packer releases a tight end, Jay Sternberger, with a 2-game suspension completed. That is... No, it is not. New York Giants wide receiver Kenny Galloway says that outburst was directed at Jason Garrett, not quarterback Daniel Jones. I'm going to assume, you know, of course, it was during the Sunday game. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what it was about.
I don't know either. I have no clue.
That is it. Who is the... Okay. Carolina Panthers star Christian McCaffrey is expected to be fine for Thursday's game at Houston.
He's hurt?
I'm going to say yes. He's not questionable, but he is most likely going to play. Hmm. Yeah. Wow. Just like Tuva, he's day-to-day, but he ain't going to play.
No, I just didn't know Christian McCaffrey was hurt.
Uh-huh.
And I watched the Panthers and the Jets. No, that was, damn.
Got it. Hang on a second. It was
The Panthers. It was the Saints, wasn't it?
I think so. The NFC South. I think that's the one I hate the most.
Yeah.
No, that ain't right either. Hang on. You said the Panthers.
Yeah,
it was Saints. It was Saints.
I didn't realize. And I watched the condensed game, and I didn't even know that he got hurt.
Well, they probably didn't advertise it as much.
Yeah.
Both of these to me. Of course, you talked about it yesterday on our predictions segment. The New England Patriots defense picked off New York Jets rookie quarterback Zach Wilson 4 times.
It was just a bad game for him. Mm-hmm. Bad day at the office.
Let me just throw this out here real quick since I have it. The New York Jets passer rating is a 56.1, while their total quarterback rating is 22.7.
That's not good. That's not good at all. They have got to improve on that.
I don't know if this was shared before. Philadelphia Eagles defensive end Brandon Graham is injured his Achilles. He is out for the season. Alvin Kamara, the New Orleans Saints bow. It is our responsibility to do better after uncharacteristic loss. I would agree to that, Mr. Kamara. Too dare. Y'all could have did better against the Panthers.
Yeah. Yeah, congratulations, Jameis Winston. You didn't see that? I think I see it on Facebook. They had a picture of Jameis Winston, and they had him.
I seen it.
And then the Wallace uniform.
I know where
you
going.
And then just segue to change to the fucking Nears uniform. Oh, man, the internet for the win.
Always for the win.
They're so cold.
They are always cold.
They are cold, man.
All right, we're going to move on to the MLB. The Los Angeles Dodgers activate outfielder A.J. Pollock off an injured list. And Kalamira hit apparent retribution as Rays clinched their playoff spot. Cleveland Indians pitcher Shane Bieber to return to their rotation on Friday. The Cincinnati Reds manager David Bell receives a 2-year extension. Toronto Blue Jays infielder Berlivic Valera, they placed him on COVID-19 IL. Conor McGregor shows off his pitching
form
at Wrigley Field.
Oh my goodness. I'm like, bro, you already embarrassed yourself enough with these public outbursts and violent rages and all that. But you want to go into the Wrigley Field, the north side of Chicago, and throw a stupid ass first pitch, ceremonial pitch? Are you for real?
Yo, can I share something?
No!
I would love to share something. You might get a kick out of this. Okay. You will. You will get a kick out of this. This is pure entertainment for you because you love to laugh at me anyway.
Okay.
I found out about Conor McGregor this morning. At the worst, most inconvenient time ever, I was at the gym working out. I'm on the elliptical workout machine. I saw it, watched it, ESPN. They showed it. Top 10 worst throwout pitches. He happened to show up, and I don't remember what number it was. But when I first saw it, I laughed so hard, I almost fell off the machine. You hear me? I almost fell off the machine laughing so hard. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. Between him and another celebrity throwing out the first pitch and threw it dead at the man's nuts. Can't you not?
Oh, man. I guess some things are just meant to be funny.
Oh wow!
That's why it's pure entertainment. Mm-hmm. It's just pure entertainment.
Pure entertainment. That was hilarious.
Oh my god!
Think about Cliff Cliff Huxtable. Think about Cliff Huxtable when Vanessa hit him down there, and that dude doing the standing up.
Hey, but at least he has some awareness. The second time, he got up quick. His old ass moved, man.
He did. I ain't never seen Cliff move.
He moved quick.
I ain't never seen that. Oh, that was hilarious.
Yep.
Oh, man. That was hilarious.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Lopez is scheduled to start for Chicago against Detroit. If they ain't already playing. Panito is expected to start for the Rays against the Blue Jays. Do Major League Baseball still have two Toronto teams, or did it move from Toronto to Florida? Am I crazy?
Say again?
Do the MLB still have two Canada teams, or did they move one of them to Florida? Always had one.
Yeah, I think it was, no, if they had two, I think it was.
The Montreals.
Montreal Expos.
I think they what to happened to them? They moved to Florida?
I think they might have moved to, no, they did.
Yeah,
they did.
I don't even know what happened to them.
Yeah, they moved to Florida.
Did they move to Florida?
I think Montreal moved to Florida.
But then there's no Expos. Who replaced them?
Miami Marlins.
No, Marlins. They were Florida. They were just known as Florida Marlins. They changed to Miami.
Yeah, so when Montreal moved, Montreal swiped everything, the Montreal Expos, to the Florida Marlins. They moved to Miami. Let me check my facts.
Check that, because I think they always been a team.
Let me check.
And why are you doing that? I'm sure a lot of people heard about this. The San Diego Padres, Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr. said all is well after the dugout shouting match.
Yeah, I bet.
I knew.
Mm-hmm. I'm not buying that shit. I'm sorry, I'm just not.
That's just to keep the attention down, because they need to focus, especially after they lost to the Cardinals in the most humiliating way. Which speaks to the Cardinals. The Cardinals win 10th in a row. They beat the Brewers to extend their wild card lead. Albert Pujols hit in the 10th inning, which Dodgers beat the... Help me out. What is the Rocks? I have no idea who the Rocks is.
I think it's the...
I don't know who the Rocks is. No idea.
I thought it was the Rockies.
That sounds accurate. I'll leave it there.
Hang on. You're going to make it. What'd you say? Albert Pujols?
Yep. Albert Pujols hit in the 10th. The Dodgers beat the Rocks, staying close in the NL West. Well, unless it's a pitcher's name, but I doubt it.
Yep, it is. It's the Rockies.
Okay. The Mariners beat the Athletics 5-2 to stay in AL wild card chase. Braves power to a 6-1 win over the Diamondbacks, maintain the NL East lead. Gordon home runs 4. Twins get 3 hits while Minnesota tops the Cubs 9-5. That is today. The Los Angeles Dodgers put Cody Bellinger on IL due to rib fractures, and the Yankees power past the Rangers 7-1 to keep in pace for the playoff race. The wild card leader Red Sox stumbled the Mets 6-3, which got them their 6th win in a row. Manoa helped Blue Jays top the Rays 4-2, maintain wild card spot. That is yesterday as well. These playoff games, they're getting close.
They're getting real tight.
Getting real close here.
Yeah.
Okay. That is all I'm going to have for the Major League Baseball. And that's all I have overall for now until after you're done.
Okay. So to fact check. I did lie, and they actually relocated to Washington to become the Nationals. Yep, they moved to Washington to
become the Nationals. Right.
And they did that in 2004.
I guess that Washington needed a baseball team. Got a basketball team, got a football team. Now you got a major league team. Do they have a NHL team?
I believe so.
Nation's capital. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
I forgot about the I believe they do.
Yeah, I forgot about the Nationals. So yeah, I was like, damn, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot all about it.
Me too. Because I knew I didn't hear too much of the Nationals, even though they've been now in the MLB now for over a decade.
Yeah, it's almost two decades here in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Let's continue.
Mm-hmm.
Before I even go into this, I'm just going to say right now, for those of y'all that just really just don't know the weather right now, as of today, it is chilly outside.
No way, bro.
It's chilly, okay? Chilly to the point that it is chilly raining. It feels like, and I'm going to be honest with you, it feels like Halloween weather right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that Halloween is almost a month away come towards next week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I'm feeling about the coach right now. Cold.
Yeah.
Cold.
Today, next week, they're going to start 0-3. Ain't no doubt in my mind.
Yes, they are.
No doubt in my mind. Who they playing again? The Titans. Derrick Henry free. Ran all over them.
He's been to have a field day.
There's all kind of injury-prone players on the coach right now on the defensive side. They're in trouble.
They're in big-time trouble. And let me just say this right now, that they are really – they're not the same Indianapolis Colts that started, was it 1-4 to start off the season to win 11 straight to finish the season? No, 12 straight to, no, 11 straight to finish 12-4.
Wasn't that the first year of Frank Reich?
No, this is still the Peyton Manning era.
Oh, I thought they started 1-3 because they lost one game.
It was 1-3.
It was 1-3,
or 1-4 because they didn't lose since.
Yeah, they
until did. They got to the playoffs. Yep.
Yeah, they did, and let me tell you why. I think you're talking about another year. I'm thinking of 2008.
Yeah, 2008.
Yes, so 2008. Yeah, I remember they started 1-3. They won consecutively. Oh, no, this was during the Tony Dungy years, wasn't it?
Yeah, Peyton Manning, Tony Dungy. That was Tony Dungy's, I think, last year.
Last year, you're right. Yep, they didn't lose. You're right.
Yeah, they did. They started, I thought it was 1-3 or 1-4.
I think it was 1-3.
And they went on and just zoomed right through that season and won.
It was 1. I thought it was 1. It very well could have been 1-4, but I thought it was 1-3.
I think they did start at 1-3.
I think they did.
I don't remember. Or was it the 2010? See, that was 10-6. But yeah.
I'm looking there. I'll get back to you.
Okay. Right. So let's break this down. The Colts and the Rams. The Rams is just all over the field last week. They went on to win this game 27-24. But they did get some effort from the Colts in the second half to actually bring themselves back into the game. That was by far the impressive part of the season so far, that they would actually manage to come back, tie the game, but go zip downhill after that.
Mm-hmm.
So Carson Wentz had missed the last 2.5 minutes of the game because he was hurt. But he ended up finishing 20-for-31, 247, a touchdown and a pick. And then his backup just threw a pick. 2-for-5, 25 yards. This is Jacob Eason?
Yep.
Jacob Eason.
Yep.
Now, Michael Pittman had a day. 8 catches, 123 yards. He had a day. I give him that. He stood out all game long. And Cooper Kupp, he also had a day. Nine catches, 163 yards, and two touchdowns. But neither one of these teams cracked the 100-yard mark. And you could say that as a team that they did, but not individually. Neither one of them. Mm-hmm. And I said it in the prediction show yesterday. Well, as we don't record it yesterday. I said that the Colts are going to have to fix their goal line situation. Stop turning over the football. Mm-hmm. Because if you do that, we're not going to get into the situation to actually get ourselves into the position to win games. The Colts need all the points they can get. And it wasn't flying when they decided to go for it on fourth down. It just wasn't flying mm-hmm. at all. And the Rams actually sat down and capitalized off pretty much everything that they did, which actually brung out a big, huge lead. But the Colts defense actually sat down and thought things over, surprisingly, and they actually managed to get themselves back into the game. Mm-hmm. But the Colts defense still got a lot of work to do. Like you said, Darren, they're injured prone. They're in trouble. Mm-hmm. And by far, Darius Leonard is the only guy that's pretty much healthy up to this point. So we're now in a tight spot. Well, let me not say in a tight spot. We're in a bad spot. Mm-hmm. You drop two in a row. And we're on the verge of being 0-3, which will happen.
Which will happen, no doubt about it.
The Colts defense cannot stop Derrick Henry. Mm-hmm. Just cannot do it. Mm-hmm. Even if that means on the receiving end, he's going to do it. He's going to get the job done either way. If he has to catch the football, or rather if he has to run it, he's going to be the reason why the Titans win on Sunday. So they got a lot of work to do, and they are going to have to get better. And goal lines, special teams played a good role Sunday also, but they're going to need some help. They're just straight going to need some help. Mm-hmm. Somebody to save their lives. And that is a big, big problem. Just bearing that in mind. That was also one of my disagreement games, if I had mentioned it already, for the Bucs and the Rams. Darren, you picked the Buccaneers and I picked the Rams. So that's that.
All right. So to fact check, 2008 Colts, they went 3-4.
That's what it was.
They lost to the Bears, won to the Vikings, lost to the Jaguars, won to the Texans, won to Baltimore, and then lost to Green Bay and then Tennessee, and won 9 straight to lose to Phillip Rivers in overtime in the wild card game.
The then San Diego Chargers.
Yes, sir.
Phillip Rivers, Darren Sproles.
Mm-hmm. A team they could not stop.
Before you continue, I got a quick question. Mm-hmm. And I need your honest to God opinion about this, because I've seen a lot of debate about this. And me and you are definitely going to be on the same page, but we need to actually explain why this is. A lot of people, fans-wise, believe that Bob Sanders should not be in the Hall of Fame.
Garbage.
Should this man, I agree, this garbage man should be in the Hall of Fame.
Let me tell you something. Just because he got injured don't mean a damn thing. When he came back in the playoffs 2006, they won the championship. Did they not?
Did they not? Yes, they did. And let me tell you something else about Bob Sanders that people don't know. When Bob Sanders was healthy, when he played, the defense played.
Girl, DeMar Sanders is the Michael Jordan of the NFL. Straight up.
Straight up. This man shows up the coach defense shows up.
Yes.
If Bob Sanders ain't playing, the coach defense ain't showing up. It proved that in 2006 when it was dead last in rushing defense. Dead last.
Dead last.
Jacked around in the playoffs and actually shut down Larry Johnson in the wild card.
If memory serves me correctly, against Kansas City in that wild card game, the Kansas City Chiefs did not get a first down until the second half.
Nope, they sure didn't. And that was actually rushing defense and passing defense. Shut them down. You had Trick Green and Tony Gonzalez and Larry Johnson. They were the favorites to go up to the division to face the Ravens. But the Colts came in there with a whole different attitude, Bob Sanders, and kicked their ass. I'm not understanding why people don't think that DeMar Sanders actually deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. He do. If this ain't nourishment for your soul, then y'all don't need to be Colts fans.
Yeah.
I'm being for real.
Bob Sanders is the reason why we won the Super Bowl. The 2006 season.
Well, he was part of the reason.
He was the big reason. We needed that defense to win. Now, I said, offense, it was Dallas Clark to the reason why we needed to win that championship. But in reality, the only way was if Dallas Clark and Bob Sanders was healthy. But Bob Sanders needed that defense to play in order for them to win. Otherwise, you can have an offense all day score. But if you ain't got a defense to back up behind it, you ain't winning.
But you got to remember.
2005.
But you got to remember.
2007.
What did the Colts do that year that they won a championship that they needed, that they had to do? They actually had to sit down and play time management. Dallas Clark was part of the reason why the Colts was still winning games and still smack dab last in rushing defense. When they maintained the ball and played time management and still managed to win games anyway, Dallas Clark was right there to help stretch that field.
I agree. I'm not knocking you for that. However, I have to say this. When that happened, most teams couldn't figure that out.
No, they couldn't.
That and the NFL at that time, they could not figure out the offense.
No.
They couldn't figure out how to stop Peyton Manning and that high fire offense into doing what they were doing in time management. Now, you have some defenses that it would not work against, because then you had those defenses like, got it. Now, that got them in the playoffs, but they still needed, because when they got to the playoffs, they needed that. That is why every single year, never failed. Time after time, they never made it either past the divisional or the AFC championship game.
No, I get it. I get that, Tullery. Yes, I get that. And Bob Sanders was the bigger reason that the Colts won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. But if it wasn't for that time management, no huddle offense, and Dallas Clark playing the field the way that he did, they wouldn't have gotten it into the playoffs.
That's true, too.
They wouldn't have gotten into the playoffs.
They both played that role. But then again, it has to be that defense in order for them to get past that, which they finally did when they faced off against Kansas City, Baltimore, New England, and then the Bears. Them were not teams to play with, Dean.
No, they were not teams. But the Bears was 13-3. They had beat Green Bay. I think it was. Didn't they beat Green Bay?
And what, the wild card?
I don't remember. I don't even know if they played Green Bay. I don't remember.
I don't think they did.
I know the Giants beat Green Bay on their championship run.
Right, they did do
that. In the NFC championship game. But I don't remember if Chicago faced Green Bay in the divisional.
I'm finding out now.
Or if they even made the playoffs that year.
I'm looking.
I don't remember.
So, they were 13-3 under Lovie Smith. Mm-hmm. They didn't even play in the in the wild card because they had the first round bye.
They had the first round bye, yeah.
So it was Seattle that they played in the division, the New Orleans Saints in the conference championship game, and then the Colts.
They're the Colts, yeah. So they never played Green Bay.
They never played Green Bay. However, they played Green Bay, of course, that was their division rival in the last week. And that's what got them their third loss. Otherwise, they would have went 14-10.
Go figure. You rest your players. It wouldn't matter up to this point. Maybe.
No, because you're wanting to play for home field advantage. And so when that was locked up and secured, that's when it's like you got to rest your players at that point because you don't want them. You got nothing to lose.
Yeah,
at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fair enough.
All right. So on to the NBA real quick. Golden State owner Joe Lacob fined $50,000 for comments about Philadelphia 76ers Ben Simmons.
Ooh, I'd like to know what he said about that.
I don't know.
Because I'm sorry, but it just kills me that I'm tired of people always sit up here putting praises on LeBron James and what he says and stuff like that. And then Ben Simmons is just like a whole nother backfire. They always hating on him. I'm tired of it.
Yep. Kasan Rosas out at the Minnesota's Timberwolves president basketball of operations. And the Chicago Bulls exercise contract option for Kobe White and Patrick Williams. The Philadelphia 76ers' Doc Rivers want to convince Ben Simmons to stay. And speaking of him, sources says that Ben Simmons will not report to camp or anything. He's done with Philadelphia. Recovering Klay Thompson is all set for controlled drills at training camp that come from the Golden State Warriors team. Of course, there's trades that the NBA would love to see and the media they would like to see. J.J. Redick announced retirement after 15 NBA seasons. I read his Instagram post, and he talked about how he first got into basketball and never stopped chasing his dream to play ball, and he's been playing ball since. And that is all I have for the NBA and for sports news, our latest headlines. That's all I got.
All right. Final thoughts. You got anything?
Nope.
Neither do I, so we can wrap this bad boy up and get on out of here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is another edition of Double Take Sports Talk. Thank you for downloading, tuning, and listening to our podcast. I am Dura. Dura's right across from me.
Yep.
All righty, catch up with another episode of Double Take Sports Talk. Until then,
ciao.